Welcome to Los Angeles Memorial Coliseum in Los Angeles, for the game between the Chicago Cubs and the Los Angeles Dodgers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Richie Ashburn. Batting second. The second baseman, Don Zimmer. Batting third. The shortstop, Ernie Banks. Batting fourth. The right fielder, George Altman. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Billy Williams. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Ron Santo. Batting seventh. The catcher, Sammy Taylor. Batting eighth. The first baseman, Ed Bauschi. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bob Anderson. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Bob Anderson. For the Los Angeles Dodgers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Maury Wills. Batting second. The left fielder, Jim Gilliam. Batting third. The center fielder, Ron Fairley. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Wally Moon. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Norm Larker. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Daryl Spencer. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Charlie Neal. Batting eighth. The catcher, Norm Sherry. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Stan Williams. Pitching for the Los Angeles Dodgers, Stan Williams. And now, play ball. Richie Ashburn is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Ashburn takes first base on ball 4. Don Zimmer is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Zimmer hits a ball on the ground towards third. Spencer fields it and throws to first for the out. Ashburn moves to second. One out. Ernie Banks batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Banks hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Fairley who is chasing the ball. Banks reaches third base with a triple. Ashburn scores. It's 1-0, Cubs. George Altman is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Altman hits a pop-up towards third. Spencer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Williams fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Dodgers nothing. The Dodgers will come to bat. Maury Wills batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Wills takes first base on ball 4. Jim Gilliam is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Gilliam takes first base on ball 4. Wills moves to second. Ron Fairley is at the plate with a count of 2-0. Fairley hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Wally Moon is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Moon strikes out. Two outs. Norm Larker is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Larker hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Anderson fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Wills moves to third. Gilliam moves to second. Daryl Spencer is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Spencer hits a ball on the ground towards first. Bauschi scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Spencer for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Dodgers nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Santo hits a ball on the ground towards short. Will scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Sammy Taylor is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Taylor strikes out. Two outs. Ed Bauschi is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Bauschi takes first base on ball 4. Bob Anderson is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Anderson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Spencer fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Dodgers nothing. The Dodgers will come to bat. Charlie Neal batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Neal hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Norm Sherry batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Sherry hits a fly ball into right field for a base hit. Neal moves to second. Stan Williams is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Williams bunts towards the pitcher. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. Neal moves to third. Sherry moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Maury Wills is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Wills is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Wills hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Neal scores. Sherry moves to third. Williams moves to second. It's Cubs, 1, Dodgers, 1. Jim Gilliam batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Gilliam is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Gilliam hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Santo settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ron Fairley is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Fairley is 0 for 1 in the game. Fairley hits a ball on the ground towards short. Banks fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Dodgers 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Richie Ashburn batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Ashburn is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Ashburn takes first base on ball 4. Don Zimmer is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Zimmer is 0 for 1 in the game. Zimmer hits a ball on the ground towards third. Spencer fields it and throws to first for the out. Ashburn moves to second. One out. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Banks is 1 for 1 in the game, with a triple. He's got 1 RBI. Banks hits a pop-up towards first. Larker settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Altman is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Altman is 0 for 1 in the game. Altman hits a fly ball into left field. Gilliam settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Dodgers 1. The Dodgers will come to bat. Wally Moon is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Moon is 0 for 1 in the game. Moon hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Zimmer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Norm Larker is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Larker is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Larker hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Darryl Spencer is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Spencer is 0 for 1 in the game. Spencer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Zimmer fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Charlie Neal is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Neal is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Neal strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Dodgers 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Williams is 0 for 1 in the game. Williams hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 2-1, Cubs. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Santo is 0-for-1 in the game. Santo hits a ball on the ground towards short. Will scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Sammy Taylor is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Taylor is 0-for-1 in the game. Taylor strikes out. 2 outs. Ed Bauschi is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Bauschi is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Bauschi takes first base on ball 4. Bob Anderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Anderson is 0-for-1 in the game. Anderson hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 4-1, Cubs. Richie Ashburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Ashburn is 0-for-0 in the game. With 2 walks. Ashburn hits a line drive towards third. Spencer reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Dodgers 1. The Dodgers will come to bat. Norm Sherry is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Sherry is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Sherry strikes out. 1 out. Stan Williams batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Williams is 0-for-0 in the game. Williams hits a fly ball into center field for a base hit. Maury Wills is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Wills is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Wills hits a ball on the ground towards short. Banks fields it and throws to second for the out. 2 outs. Jim Gilliam is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gilliam is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Gilliam hits a fly ball into left field, out of the reach of Williams. Gilliam reaches second base with a double. Wills moves to third. Ron Fairley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fairley is 0-for-2 in the game. Fairley hits a ball on the ground towards short. Banks scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Dodgers 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Bob Aspromonte now playing third base. Don Zimmer is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Zimmer is 0-for-2 in the game. Zimmer hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 5-1, Cubs. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Banks is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. He's got 1 RBI. Banks hits a pop-up towards first. Larker settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. George Altman is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Altman is 0-for-2 in the game. Altman hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Williams is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Williams hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Altman moves to third. Roger Craig now pitching. Ron Santo batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Santo is 0-for-2 in the game. Santo hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Craig fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Dodgers 1. The Dodgers will come to bat. Wally Moon is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Moon is 0-for-2 in the game. Moon strikes out. 1 out. Norm Larker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larker is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles. Larker hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Zimmer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Bob Aspromonte is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Aspromonte hits a ball on the ground towards short. Banks scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Dodgers 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Sammy Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 0 for 2 in the game. Taylor hits a line drive into center field. Fairly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ed Bauschi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bauschi is 0 for 0 in the game. With two walks. Bauschi hits a ball on the ground towards first. Larker scoops it up and throws to first, with Craig covering, for the out. Two outs. Bob Anderson is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Anderson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Anderson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Dodgers 1. The Dodgers will come to bat. Charlie Neal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Neal is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Neal hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Zimmer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Norm Sherry is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Sherry is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Sherry hits a ball on the ground towards short. Banks scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tim Harkness pinch hits for Roger Craig. Tim Harkness batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Harkness hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Zimmer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Dodgers 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Don Drysdale now pitching. Richie Ashburn is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Ashburn is 0 for 1 in the game. With two walks. Ashburn hits a ball on the ground towards short. Wills fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Don Zimmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Zimmer is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Zimmer hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Gilliam settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of two balls and no strikes. Banks is 1 for 3 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Banks hits a pop-up towards first. Larker settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Altman is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. There goes Ashburn. The throw from Sherry and he throws it away. That's a stolen base and an error. George Altman batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Altman is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Altman hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Aspromonte settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Dodgers 1. The Dodgers will come to bat. Maury Wills is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Wills is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Wills hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jim Gilliam is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Gilliam is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Gilliam hits a ball on the ground towards short. Banks fields it, throws to second for one. And over to first, double play. Two outs. Ron Fairley is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Fairley is 0 for 3 in the game. Fairley hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 5-2, Cubs. Wally Moon is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Moon is 0 for 3 in the game. Moon takes first base on ball 4. Norm Larker is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Larker is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Larker hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Zimmer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Dodgers 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Williams is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Williams hits a line drive towards third. Aspromonte reaches out and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Santo is 0-for-3 in the game. Santo hits a ball on the ground towards third. Aspromonte fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Sammy Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 0-for-3 in the game. Taylor is hit by the pitch. Ed Bauschi is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Bauschi is 0-for-1 in the game. With 2 walks. Bauschi strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Dodgers 2. The Dodgers will come to bat. Bob Aspromonte batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Aspromonte is 0-for-1 in the game. Aspromonte hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Charlie Neal is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Neal is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Neal hits a ball on the ground towards short. Banks fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. 2 outs. Norm Sherry is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Sherry is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Sherry hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Dodgers 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Bob Anderson is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Anderson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Anderson hits a fly ball into left field. Gilliam settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Richie Ashburn is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Ashburn is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and 2 walks. Ashburn hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Neal misplays the ball. That's an error on Neal. Don Zimmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Zimmer is 1-for-4 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Zimmer hits a ball on the ground towards third. Aspromonte fields it and throws to first for the out. Ashburn moves to second. 2 outs. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Banks is 1-for-4 in the game, with a triple. He's got 1 RBI. Banks hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is gone. A 2-run home run. 2 runs are unearned. It's 7-2, Cubs. George Altman is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Altman is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Altman takes first base on ball 4. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Williams is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Williams hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Altman moves to third. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Santo is 0-for-4 in the game. Santo hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Larker settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 7, and the Dodgers 2. The Dodgers will come to bat. Duke Snider pinch hits for Don Drysdale. Duke Snider is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Snider hits a fly ball into left field, out of the reach of Williams. Snider reaches second base with a double. Gordy Windhorn pinch runs for Duke Snider. Maury Wills is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Wills is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Wills hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Zimmer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Windhorn moves to third. 1 out. Jim Gilliam is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Gilliam is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double and a walk. Gilliam hits a ball on the ground towards first. Bausch scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Gilliam for the out. Windhorn scores. 2 outs. It's 7-3, Cubs. Ron Fairley batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Fairley is 1 for 4 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Fairley takes first base on ball 4. Wally Moon is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Moon is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Moon hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Fairley moves to third. Norm Larker is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Larker is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles. Larker hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Zimmer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago Cubs, 7, and Los Angeles Dodgers, 3. Goodbye from Los Angeles Memorial Coliseum in Los Angeles.